Okay, here we go. The movie was freaking awesome. It was a great movie. But the only problem I had with it was Thanos killed almost all of my favorite superheroes. But we gonna get them back. We gonna get them back in 19. We gonna get every last single one of them back. Thanos is going to take this L and he's going to like it. But let's start off. I'll start off with who all was in it first. Josh Brolin killed it as Thanos. All I gotta say, Josh Brolin killed it as Thanos. Let's see. It was an enjoyable movie. It was really enjoyable. You know, there were certain people who I thought wasn't going to die. I mean, was going to die in the movie. Because, oh, they're like, okay, yeah, I've been so-and-so and such-and-such for 10 years. Especially our DJ. I thought Robert Downey Jr. was going to die in that movie. Because he was Iron Man for 10 freaking years. I mean, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, he was the best Iron Man out there. I can't see anybody else do the part, play the part. But yeah, he's been Iron Man for 10 years. So I could see him going. I could have saw him die. He almost did, though. He did almost die. Next up. What I enjoyed. This is one thing that shocked me. Peter Dinklage was in the movie. That was freaking cool. And he was a 15-foot tall dwarf. That was freaking cool. I thought that was cool, man. And then, but you know, everybody was kicking so much ass in that movie. Oh my god. You know, this is so good. It was so freaking enjoyable. Stan was in it. He was a bus driver in the movie. In the movie. You know, taking Peter and his class into and his schoolmates to the back, probably to school or whatever. And then here comes Peter. Peter comes up and just takes off. I'm still a little iffy with Tom Holland as Peter Parker. I mean, don't get me wrong. This is who I think Spider-Man should be. Andrew Garfield as Peter Parker. Stop. Ray Park as Spider-Man. Stop. Ray Park would be in the Spider-Man outfit, you know, complete with hood and the whole shooting match. But When he pulls off the hood, it's Andrew Garfield. So, there's a bunch of stuff that I want to see, but I doubt it's coming in Avengers 4. The only problem I have with Avengers 4 was that Nick Fury was at the end. And he disappeared. When Thanos snapped his fingers and people started to disappear, turn to ash or whatever, he comes up and Sam Jackson, being Sam Jackson, when he started to dissolve, he said he was Sam Jackson straight to the end. If you know, he was gonna cuss. He was on his way to say the word, like I said, explicit, motherfucker. Or motherfuck, you know, whatever, you know? But what really killed it for me was the little alert badge he had. He drops, it said, look, searching, and it came up, ellipse, you know, the three dots, dot, dot, dot. and it showed Captain Marvel's logo. So, in either 2020 or 2019, I think it's 2019, we gonna see Carol. Carol's gonna have to get her boots dirty. She's gonna have to get purple blood on her boots because she is going to stomp a some bitch in the discussion. She's about to stomp a some bitch. So, and then Thanos had the nerve to just go on ahead, look out in the open, you know. And when after he snapped his fingers, he realized that, you know, Warbringer or Stormbringer was out of his chest and gauntlets was off his hand. And he comes up and sees little Gamora. And little Gamora was like, "Did you do it?" And he's like, "Yeah." He said, "What did it cost you?" "Everything." "You goddamn right it cost you everything. If you were human, you would say, I mean, you should say it costed him his humanity." But I digress. Excuse me. So anyway, back to what's going on. The movie was freaking spectacular. I know there was probably some Easter eggs in the movie that I probably did not catch up on. And the thing of it was, the collector acted like freaking, what's his name? Xenophilus Lovegood in the Harry Potter series. It kind of made me wonder if he was the actor that played Xenophilus Lovegood in the Potter films. Because of the way he was acting. But, yeah. So, what really surprised me was almost everything, you know? I mean, everybody had some really good chemistry. You know, especially Vision and Wanda. Vision and Wanda had the greatest chemistry out there. And the thing of it with me is it just me, or did Vision, his human form look like a blonde Loki? I can't think of his name. Tom Hiddleston. A blonde Tom Hiddleston. He looked like Tom Hiddleston. Why? Let's see. And the thing of it is, what's really sad was they really did love each other, Wanda and Vision. But the thing of it is, when they started to dissolve and disappear and all, that really killed it for me, you know? I mean, and then everything just started to go, and my guess was, These are the actors that didn't want to do the movies anymore. Maybe, I don't know. But, like I said, 2019, we gonna get that W and hand deliver an L to Thanos. Also, I have a theory about why all these different heroes dissolved and disappeared. And only the Avengers were there. It wasn't the entire team, now that I think about it, because Hawkeye wasn't there. But I got a hunch in 2019 we're going to see Hawkeye and Ant-Man. I think this is going to be the last hurrah for everybody. Hollywood kept on saying, this is going to be the last hurrah for the Avengers. This part right here, this first part, is going to be the first of the last hurrah. Because we can't let it just stand like this. This can't stand. The thing of it is, Disney need to get the X-Men. They need to get the rest of the Marvel franchise. Cause we need the X-Men. The Avengers need the X-Men on their side. I know we ain't gonna see Hugh Jackman, but I would love to see Tom Hardy as Wolverine. but yeah. I mean, I would love to see all these. I would love to see Magneto, Michael Fassbender in it, and all. Because if Magneto was in that movie, I don't know if it would have worked, but I could have seen him kick some ass in that movie. You know, they probably get some help. Of course, the government bigwigs, especially Ross, would be like a fucking asshole, excuse my language, but even though it is explicit, would be an asshole about everything. We want your help to help us. I want you to go ahead and take out the X-Men. I mean, not the X-Men. Take out the Avengers. Those goddamn heroes and blah, blah, blah. It's like, really? Just a minute. You're jealous. Banner's smarter. Hulk is stronger. Anyway. But there was another problem I had with the movie. Hulk never came out. Hulk was afraid of Thanos? Really? Really? Excuse me for sounding like The Miz. Really? But never mind that. But come on. But yeah. So, let's see, what else? This is the thing. I don't know why I'm seeing Shuri as the new Black Panther until T'Challa comes back. So if T'Challa comes back, cool. But if T'Challa doesn't come back and this is going to be the last Avengers movie, I'm going to be highly disappointed. I repeat, highly disappointed. And also, but other than that, the movie was great. The movie was really great. I kind of figured that my peeps were going to be highly upset with the fact that I had, you know, they had offered, say, hey, you know, you want to go see it with us? And I said, yeah. And then I overslept. I did not mean to oversleep. What else? But yeah, and the thing of it is, you know, when you oversleep and you're late to somewhere, everything goes against you. It was a freaking traffic. Traffic was snarled on 40 highway, 70 on I-70, trying to get up there. But I still made it. I still made it when they were showing the Marvel Studios logo. So, yeah, I still made it. Anyway, if you had seen it and enjoyed it, I'm happy that you guys did. I enjoyed it myself. And we gotta hope that there'll be a four. And I got a question for you guys. If there is gonna be a four, who would you like to see in it also to help the main team of the Avengers? Help them, you know, to help them get the W back. Get that win back. Contact me at arsaltome@gmail.com. arsaltome@gmail.com.